Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed, always a pleasure to have you back. And I think this week, more than ever, there is a huge air of excitement all around us because next Wednesday, the country really officially starts to reopen. And actually, to that end, please do stay with us because we have a chance for you listening to win an absolutely fabulous two-night stay, luxurious two-night stay in Kilkenny. We'll have all the details on how you can enter when we finish our little chat about the country opening up and our staycation series continuing with you, Ed. So what have you got for us this week? It's happy days all round, isn't it?
It's brilliant, Carol. Well, as you said there, right, hospitality opening on June the 2nd, absolutely brilliant. People are looking for something a little special and memorable to get out there again. A lot of people, of course, won't be going overseas this year. So we are spoiled for choice here in Ireland with the most beautiful historic country houses. So I've gone around and I've picked some of these, right? Now, I started off there, Carl, right, in Cahernan, down to Kerry. Cahernan House, built formerly as the family residence for the Herbert family in 1877. It cost £5,900 at the time, imagine. Mm-hmm. Designed by architect James Franklin Fuller. The Premier Group have invested about £8 million, Carl, since they took this over. It's old world elegance, libraries, beautiful atrium, and it's stunning. Now, they've done a fall in love with Killarney package, including an overnight stay, beautiful breakfast, three-course evening meal in the cellar bar or the Herbert restaurant. And that's from £139.50 per person sharing. Cahernan.com. And it backs onto the National Killarney National Park. Stunning, Carol. And it's a real getaway from it all. Really, really lovely. Now, moving on to Delphi Lodge in Connemara. Magnificent 1830s country house, Carol. Built as a fishing lodge on its own in the most spectacular Connemara setting. When you have a look at it on the website, you'll see what I'm talking about. Beautiful accommodation. It only has 13 rooms, surrounded by beautiful mountains overlooking the lakes of the Delphi Valley there, famous for salmon and sea trout fishing, Carl. Gorgeous. They're doing a special summer getaway, one night dinner, bed and breakfast. Now, this is kind of special. One night's accommodation, full Irish breakfast, cooked to order, six course dinner in the dining room. So wow. Don't have any lunch that day. No. 320 per room per night, which is only just over 150, which is really good based on two people. And that's DelphiLodge.ie, D-E-L-P-H-I. That's how they spell Delphi Lodge. And it is just something really cool. Now, for the celebrities out there, Carol, Castle Leslie, of course, where famous Paul McCartney got hitched. This is the only house or castle in Ireland, Carol. It still remains in the same family since the 1660s, imagine. The Leslie family, wow. They've owned it since then. And they've had everyone from politicians, poets, ambassadors, even ufologists have been there, Carol. What? Amazing spot. Who? People who study UFOs, you know, unidentified flying objects. I know, wouldn't you know it? Absolutely. They have the lodge, which is the social hub there, and they've the old stable mews, but it really is something amazing. They're doing a lovely package there. It's in County Monaghan. One night stay in a classic or superior room, full breakfast, two-course dinner in Connor's Lounge, and that's from 300 per night based on two people sharing, and that's castleleslie.com, L-E-S-L-I-E. Now, Kilkenny, back to Kilkenny quickly, Carl. Mount Juliet, built in 1747 by Somerset Hamilton Butler, the home of seven earls, taken over in 1914 by Sir Dermot McCalmont. Gorgeous place, of course, famous for the Lady Helen Michelin star restaurant. Lady Helen, of course, won the Grand National in 1933. She was the daughter-in-law of Lady Rose McCalmont, and she used to thunder around the estate on horseback. She was mad into her horses. Afternoon tea, by the way, is €40 per person there. It's not that expensive at all for what it is.
That's now, spendy. Sorry, Ed. 40.
Yeah, this isn't any old afternoon tea. I have to say, it's pretty good. Spendy, Carol. There's the magic word. We all love to hear.
I was just waiting to get it in.
We were dying to get it out. It's like situation up north. It's your favorite word. I love it. Now, they're doing a summer of love, including an overnight stay at Hunter's Yard, breakfast, dinner at the Hound restaurant, and complimentary use of the health club, including, of course, the lovely swimming pool there. And that's £328 per room per night based on two people. And again, fabulous. MountJuliet.ie. A great one, Carl. Now, finally, Moving on, just up north to Armagh, I have one lovely package there for Newforge House, a beautiful country house, only again has about 13 rooms in it. And they're doing a wonderful garden, orchard, farm to fork break. And that is really nice. Two nights bed and breakfast. You get lovely homemade biscuits, artisan biscuits that they make, tea and coffee on arrival. You get slow gin and whiskey nightcaps included. You get tastings of local meats, caril cheeses, ciders, beers and gins. A four-course dinner each evening. When you're leaving, Carol, they give you a bag of Newforge wheaten bread and homemade marmalade. And that's for $2.35 per person. And that's a two-night break. And that's a foodie break, a really gorgeous one. And that's newforgehouse.com. And when you see the pictures there, you'll say, oh my God, it's a lovely getaway from it all.
I've never heard of Newforge House. So I'm going to have a look into this myself now.
Yeah. You see, Carol, you learn so much when you listen into Travel Talk.
You do.
The hidden Ireland, I tell you. It's absolutely. And John, the manager there, the guy, the owner, he's absolutely wonderful. And I know people that have stayed there and they actually book it every year. Some people actually don't even want people to talk about it because they love the fact that it's not so well known. But it's a super one. And of course, Northern Ireland all opening up again, and Armagh, beautiful city. If you haven't been there, lovely. I love it, Armagh.
Well, I have to say, Ed, you shared some really delightful potential destinations and stays for us this week. And I think it is fair to say that there are people who have a bit more maybe disposable income and who really want to treat themselves this summer. So really good suggestions there. And of course, we'll put all that information up on the Travel Talk website and on the Saturday Live page for you as well on the Sunshine website. But it's so much better, is it not, Ed, to go and enjoy a spot of luxury when you don't have to pay for it at all.
Absolutely.
And to that end, we have a most gorgeous prize for you this week.
This is a wonderful one, Carl. Kilkenny Tourism is giving a two-night stay in the magnificent Butler House Hotel, which is, of course, right in the centre of Kilkenny, four-star Butler House, most beautiful gardens in the back as well. So you can relax and unwind there in a luxurious suite. You'll be treated to a delicious afternoon tea. And it also includes entry to Kilkenny Castle and the Kilkenny's new medieval mile museum, which is, I've done it myself, super. You can explore all the history there, Carl, of Kilkenny, which is famous and renowned for. It also includes two wheels with Kilkenny cycling tours, which was voted Kilkenny's number one activity on TripAdvisor. And then a great one, Shenanigan City Tour. Nevin Cody, who's a character, it's like walking theatre when you're with Nevin, and he does magic as well. He does a humorous look at Kilkenny back to the medieval times. You'll be jam-packed with things to do there.
That's a gorgeous prize, I have to say. And of course, Butler House Hotel was the dower house of Kilkenny Castle. Dates back to 1786, and it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a beautiful.
It is, and they have part of Nelson's column, Carol, in the garden.
That's
in the back,
right,
as well.
Do.
It's amazing.
We spoke about that before.
And it's Blue Book. It's part of the Blue Book as well, of course, which is great.
It's gorgeous. So a beautiful prize there, Ed. And to be in with the chance of winning, all you have to do is tell us, with which rock is Kilkenny associated? Is it A, marble, or B, granite? So Kilkenny, otherwise known as the something city, is it the marble city or the granite city? So all you have to do is text the word Kilkenny followed by your name and the answer as well, marble or granite, to this number, 087-426-8874. That's 087-426-8874. And we will announce the winner on Travel Talk next weekend.
Brilliant, Carol. And good luck to everybody now. That's a great prize to win.
Fabulous prize. Absolutely. I love that myself now, I have to say. All right.
And Carol, if anybody wants to check out, by the way, just to say, if anyone wants to check out any of the things that are involved in the prize there, you just go to visitkilkenny.ie and all the details of the stuff we were talking about is on there as well. So you can check it out.
Thanks, Ed, very much for that. And you have a good weekend. And we will look forward to having you back again next week.
You too, Carol. All the best.
Travel Talk with visitkilkenny.ie. More to explore outdoors in Kilkenny this summer.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.